Intrigued to see how Pondus goes today in the Bendigo Cup. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike. How are things?
Very well indeed. Are you happy with how the team has been progressing down at Werribee?
Yeah, they're running well, or they're in good order anyway. Maybe a shade disappointed with how Buckhurst performed last Saturday. Expected a big run from the Caulfield Cup, and he didn't run bad. He only beat him just over three lengths in that. Maybe a shade disappointed the last day, so we'll see where we go next with them. But the other three are in good form, and we're looking forward to today then and then to go with Pondus.
Well, Pondus, he's 39th in order of entry for the Cup, so he'd need to win and get a penalty to run in the Cup. If he did, would you consider backing him up?
It's a possibility, but I think he's going to need a big penalty by the sound of things. It'd definitely be an option, and we'd have to consider it if that was the case. But we'll get today out of the way with and see how we fare out today first.
How do you compare him to the horses that we know? Master of Reality and Twilight Payment, who ran well in last year's Melbourne Cup, and the other internationals we've seen out here?
He probably gets a mile and a half well, and maybe he shows a little bit more speed at times than the other two. Just the fact that Master of Reality and Twilight Payment are two solid two-milers at home. Pondus hasn't really been campaigned that way, but I don't see that distance being an issue for him. But no, we're happy with him.
He's drawn awkwardly today. He's out in 15. Damien Lane's on board. What will the instructions be in the early part of the race?
I'll leave that up to Nick and Joseph, but I imagine they'll ride him cool, and we probably have the right man on board and Damien Lane to go and do that. We'd be hoping for a good, solid tempo. Like a lot of the European horses, I think, when they come down here, they want a good, evenly run race rather than a muddling sort of race. So, look, he'll ride him cold enough, I suppose. But he's, as I say, he's a horse that stays well, so I'd be expecting him to... hoping for a good strong gallop and he won't be leaving it too late.
He's run second to a D back home on a wet track. Is he a horse that performs better with a bit of the cut out of the ground, do you think?
He definitely handles it anyway, but I don't think it's going to be an issue either way.
All right, well, he'll be hard to beat today. Tell us now, Master of Reality, who ran so gallantly in last year's Cup and Twilight Payment, he finished 11th. How are they progressing compared to 12 months ago, do you think, Mark?
Progressing really well, Michael. Twilight Payment, we've had the benefit of having had him for a full season this year. He came to us late last year from Jim Bulger's yard. And I think we've kind of got to know him a little bit better and maybe tweak one or two things with his training regime that just time wouldn't have allowed us to do that last year. He's where we want him now. I think the two of them are where we want him. Twilight Payment and Master of Reality are two fit horses. We didn't feel the need for a prep race or anything down here. Their weights are good and they're plenty fit. And the lads who ride them, Neil Bashford ride Master of Reality and Sean Corby riding Twilight Payment every day. They're both very happy with them. So they rode them last year as well. So they're in great form.
Have you taken confidence how well Aidan's team has performed out here with running second in the Caulfield Cup and also the Cox Plate and then Sir Dragonair next international winning the Cox Plate? Has that given you more confidence that your form lines are the ones to beat come Melbourne Cup Day?
Well, it's close to show, I suppose, that the European form is definitely stacking up, all right. We can only... It definitely is stacking up down here, so... if we can get maybe a little rub off Aidan's crew, a rub of the green off them, we'll be going well, I think.
Well, Mark, best of luck today, especially with Pondus in the Bendigo Cup.
Lovely. Thanks, Michael.